We want to remind everyone to join us here nearly every week at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, this week, the Alaska home of Republican Senator Ted Stevens was raided by FBI agents as they investigated an associate of Stevens suspected of bribing politicians. Stevens managed to put his personal problems aside this week and led efforts to block what bill?
The ethics reform package in the Senate.
Exactly right. This week, he's been dogged by questions about his business partners and who exactly got the millions of dollars in pork he reliably steers back to his home state. Towards the end of the week, Stevens did finally agree to let the ethics reform bill through, and it did pass the Senate, but only after senators attached an amendment allowing Alaska senators to still accept diamond-encrusted jacuzzis. Roxanne, the New York Times reported on a new study in which researchers at the University of Texas asked a couple of thousand people a question. Among the answers they heard were, it seemed like good exercise, I was drunk, and to change the topic of conversation. What was the question?
Oh.
Why did you take your clothes off?
Oh, very close.
You are on
why
the road.
Why did you streak? Why did
no.
strip in?
And then?
And then you're a little bit less, a little bit less upright, shall we say.
And then,
as it were,
you would really think because I was drunk would be at the top of this list.
Why did I take my clothes off and lie down?
Come on.
And have sex?
Hey!
Why do you have sex? That was the question. The researchers say their list, which was published in the August issue of the Archives of Sexual Behavior, is the most thorough taxonomy of sexual motivation ever compiled. Amazingly, 20 of the top 25 were the same for both men and women. The top reason for both was because I have no self-esteem. No, actually, number one was I was attracted to the person. Other reasons given included to burn calories, to return a favor. One that was not on the list because he fills in on an NPR quiz show. I can give you some of the men's top 10 reasons. Number one.
Let us guess. To begin replication and colonization for my alien overlords. What number did that come in?
It was unbelievable how many times that worked for me when I was single.
Surprisingly, not on the list.
Huh.
You know, Adam could barely walk after that Star Trek convention, really. Yeah.
Can you guess as to the bottom five reasons that men gave? We actually have those.
To impress her dog.
It's a disturbing, disturbing look into your life, Adam.
The bottom five reasons what?
The person offered to give me drugs for doing it. I wanted to punish myself.
Did anyone just say because it's fun?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
One person.
One for Bob.
Weird.
This kind of tells you something. In the men's top 10, because it's fun is number 4.
4?
But in the women's top 10, it's number 8. Maybe someone has been.
We have some work to do, gentlemen, I'm afraid.
Clearly.
Let's get that number up a little higher. Can we just keep answering this question over and over again?
Keep it going.
Yeah, this could be the whole show, as far as I'm concerned.
To get the remote out of his hands.
Come a little bit closer, baby. Get it on, get it on. 'Cause tonight is the night when two